if TV stations in California run an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie while he's running for governor, they may have to grant equal time to the other 134 candidates. We asked Slate's Andy Bowers to prepare an explainer on just what the Federal Communications Commission requires broadcasters to do during elections.
In short, the FCC mandate to TV and radio stations is simple. Be fair. If you run an appearance by one candidate for office, and that includes old movies, you need to give other candidates an equal opportunity to reach the same size audience. In fact, the law does say equal opportunity. It's up to the opposing candidates themselves to complain and demand equal time as one possible remedy. News broadcasts are specifically exempted from the equal opportunity provision, so if I play you something like this,
I'll be back.
I'm under no legal requirement to play exactly 1.4 seconds of this.
I support legalizing marijuana.
That's a clipped clip from pro-pot candidate for governor Bruce Margolin. But you may ask, why is Arnold Schwarzenegger all over shows like Access Hollywood when Bruce Margolin isn't? That's because the FCC has determined such entertainment shows do qualify as news programming, and so don't have to cover Mr. Margolin if they don't want to. Also, equal time provisions apply only to over-the-air broadcast stations. Cable channels are exempt. Now, if you thought this requirement was abolished some years ago, you're right. In 1992, the FCC said old movie and TV appearances by actors running for office would not trigger the equal time rule, but it reversed itself 2 years later due to a lawsuit. And don't confuse equal time with what used to be called the Fairness Doctrine. For nearly 40 years, that provision required broadcasters both to cover controversial issues of public importance and to do so in a balanced way. But the Fairness Doctrine was abolished in 1987 under President Ronald Reagan. By the way, when Reagan ran for president, the equal time requirement forced TV stations to drop reruns of his old TV show, Death Valley Days.
Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.